You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, kids, or the parents of the kids who are listening today, because kids, you got to be
school.
In school. Stay in school is the message here, and drink milk. Become a junior backer and join the official kids. That's what he was telling my kids. Stay in school,
be like the
drink milk.
Say your prayers.
That's right.
And eat your vitamins.
Stay off the dope. Become a junior backer and join the official kids club of the Cleveland Browns. Your membership includes an exclusive fan package. To become a junior backer, call 440-891-5163. That's 440-891-5163. Or visit clevelandbrowns.com for more info. That's kind of the old school way
that
parents talk
with
kids. Yeah. Vic Carucci and Nathan, Nate Dog Zagura here on Cleveland Browns Daily. We are pleased right now to welcome into the show our great friend Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Doug, our primary thing we want to do here is assess the offensive line position from last season, and we're going to ultimately come up with a letter grade. Want you to weigh in on that when we do that. But before we go there, we haven't heard from you in a little bit on the coach search and just your thoughts. You know the reports today that Mike Pettine is the latest to interview with the Browns, a defensive coordinator for Buffalo. How are you seeing this thing shaping up so far?
Well, I think, you know, right now it's a little frustrating because, you know, you'd like to see them have a coach so that, you know, they could get the assistants and the staff, you know, in place. But with that said, I think, you know, in a lot of ways it's an ability to, you know, go to other organizations and pick their brains of, you know, what they do and what they like to do. And, you know, I think they want to try to get it right, you know, get somebody that's going to be here for the duration. I think, you know, we thought Judd was going to last a little longer, and that didn't work out for whatever reasons they decided. And I just think that, you know, right now, you know, they're the only player in the game. And it appears that Gase out in Denver would be the leading candidate. But with that said, you know, whoever comes is going to have to put a staff together. And these other teams that have, you know, fulfilled their head coaching job already have people in place.
Doug, we have been doing position evaluations, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. Today we get to the offensive line, and we'll go into deep detail as our show progresses. But since we have you here, who better to talk about the performance of this offensive line, an offensive line that has two guys on it who are going to the Pro Bowl, two All-Pros as well. What did you think of the Browns' offensive line this year? You can give overall grades, individual grades, and really kind of just address who you want to see back, what changes maybe you want to see on this line.
Well, I think, you know, it starts with Joe Thomas, and, you know, Joe is, you know, he's as good as you're going to get. So, you know what you have there, and, you know, fortunately they have him locked up for quite a few years. Then you go to Alex Mack, and, you know, Alec is a, you know, very good center. I mean, centers like him are hard to find. You know, not only is he tough and he hustles, but he's also very smart, and, you know, he helps get to the offensive line on the right page in regards to protections and, you know, the blocking assignments and things like that. So you'd hope that they could, you know, re-sign him and, you know, try to get him back because, you know, you just can't lose somebody that is that important on every play. And, you know, Alex is showing over the course of time that, you know, he's played hurt, he's played hard, and so I definitely, you know, would like to see them get Alex back. Mitchell Schwartz, I think, struggled this year, and partly because he had a bad foot. And, you know, that's unfortunately one of the things in pro football. You have to learn to compensate. And, you know, playing hurt is part of it. But sometimes it does affect your performance. And, you know, I think it, you know, affected his performance. And, you know, he had some good rushers. He went against, you know, Wake and some of those guys. So with that said, I think, you know, he needs to, you know, I'll probably get a little more strength, you know, with him. But I still think Mitchell Schwartz can be a very good right tackle. The guards, I think, you know, you've got to look at that. You know, we don't run well at the guard position, and it would help if, you know, we got somebody, you know, like when we had Steinbach that could get out there and, you know, lead on a sweep. But, you know, you got to get a running back that can run the sweep. So the combination of the two, you know, is, you know, you got to get the running back that you can run the perimeter width, and then once you get that, then you work the rest. But I think, you know, if you're going to address it, I think the guard position is where you would probably address it if they keep Alex Mack. The other thing is, you know, they got Chris Faulk, who they signed as a free agent. Was at LSU, was probably going to be a pretty high draft pick if he didn't have a bad knee. And, you know, just talking to him in the locker room, you know, he has a pretty good grasp of it. And I think, you know, he's a guy that could really be a body that, you know, a lot of people didn't count on or know about that, you know, comes training camp next year, could be somebody that could fill in either at guard or tackle. And if you put him at tackle, then, you know, maybe Schwartz, who runs pretty good, you could put him at guard.
Yeah, by and large, Doug Deacon with us, by the way, from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. By and large, Doug, I think when you can send two players to the Pro Bowl and have all pro consideration for two guys, that's saying a lot about a line as a core, you know, as core pieces. And we knew that about this line going in, and I don't think there's been really any regression there. I wonder, and what pushes this thought as much as anything else, I wonder when you look at the postseason, when you see the physical teams that have been there with their O-lines, that are there with their O-lines, especially the 49ers, but you could say that about the Patriots to some extent, the way they're running the football, certainly the Seattle Seahawks, the way they run the ball. And, yeah, they have the backs who can do some things, but somebody's got to open those holes. Don't you think the model has been created to just have bigger, more physical fronts that can also do the nimble things in pass protection?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, and it depends on what your offense is built around. I think, you know, we were with a vertical offense, and I think that was a pretty big adjustment to this offensive line because, you know, instead of, you know, the West Coast offense where, you know, it's a lot of them three-step drops and getting the ball out quick, now, you know, you're going more vertical, and there's more pressure on your offensive line to hold up. And, you know, you bring the tight end into the equation. He helps out from, you know, time to time. And I really think that, you know, it depends on what kind of offense you want. Are you going to be a pass-first offense that, you know, sets up the run with the pass? Or are you going to be a running game and equate your passing game off the play action? And I think, you know, that all depends on what kind of coach and what kind of offensive coordinator they get.
Doug, Mitchell Schwartz got off to a tremendously poor start this season. It was really struggling through the first eight games of the year. He had already given up 9 sacks. He had given up 13 quarterback hits. But as the season went on, I thought he really settled down. The second half of the year gave up only 2 sacks, only 6 quarterback hits, made a lot of progress. What did you think about Mitchell Schwartz's season overall? And do you think he showed enough in the second half of the year to remain as the right tackle for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I think definitely, you know, you've got a guy that, you know, can play at this level. Yeah, he had some tough times, and you know, part of the tough times was, you know, the injury and the people he was playing. But you know, with that said, you know, I think, you know, each year you learn, you know, a little bit about what you need to do to keep up with the Joneses in the league. And I think, you know, strength is one of those things. I think, you know, he, you know, there's times that the speed rusher would, you know, power rush him when they get him on his heels. And that's just a learning experience because, you know, you get so many different rushers. And, you know, the way they play the game now, you don't get the same guy for 60 minutes. You get, you know, about 3 or 4 guys that have a different way that they're going to approach you. And you've got to, you know, learn with each guy, you know, you've got to take a different set. You've got to take a different way to attack them because of the style that they're going to bring. But I think, yeah, you know, Mitchell, I still think is a good, tough kid. I mean, you know, he never complained about being hurt all year. And so with that said, I think, you know, he definitely, you go into next season with him as your starting right tackle.
For me, the two most important things the Browns must do this offseason with this offensive line are, number one, re-sign Alex Mack, and number two, get a nasty, mean, run-blocking, road-grading guard. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but I'd also like to see a guard that can run. I'd like to see somebody where you don't have to pull your tackle in your center when you're going to run a sweep. You know, somebody where you can get out in space with just maybe your tackle and your guard and do it that way. I just think there's so much athletic, you know, players on the defensive side and so many fronts now where, you know, you've got to be pretty athletic at the guard position, not just the tackle positions. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, they have to address is get some athletic guards.
Doug Deacon with us from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. So, Doug, as we assess this line and you broke it down by player, yeah, We don't know what the coaching situation is going to be, obviously, yet until we know who the coach is going to be. But that's going to influence also the style, the approach of what this line is about, right? Because philosophically, we've got to wait to see who the line coaches are or line coach is, and again, how the, what the offensive system is, who the coordinator or head coach slash coordinator might be. All of those things are going to help dictate what this is about. But based on what we saw last year, what's the letter grade are you going to give this group?
I'm going to say probably, you know, first off, I'm going to take in consideration they had to make a big adjustment going to a more vertical passing game. And with that said, I'm going to say that, you know, they were in the B range. You know, I think the guard position probably, you know, kept them down B minus because of that. But overall, I think, you know, they've got the nucleus of a good offensive line. And, you know, with a little tinkering and, you know, I still want to see what this Chris Falk can do because he's a big body and he's an athletic body. And if, you know, if he can take that on the field and, you know, show us that, you know, he's NFL ready, even though he set out the year, but, you know, he was in the meeting. So, he's got a good grasp of what it's all about. But, you know, seeing it and doing it are two different things. But I've got high hopes for him.
All right. Well, Doug, thank you so much for that. And we appreciate the breakdown and the info. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you again next week, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, he is Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, giving some great insights in the position that we're going to review. We are going to, Nathan and I are going to give our grades next on the offensive line and explain a little bit more about why we're doing that. We also want to hear from you, always do, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Your tweets at Browns_daily are welcome. And then we're going to hear from Gerard Cherry in about 10 minutes or so, get his thoughts on the latest on the Browns coaching search and other Browns thoughts from him on the offensive line as well. Vic, Nate Dogg, ESPN 850 WKNR. I just wanna wind you up and take